From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, it's nice for me to accompany you for the next 60 minutes. We have prepared you some information and also music. Stay tuned.
Listener, here is the news. First, the headlines. COVID-19 has caused the decreasing number of goods entering through the Indonesia ports. Trade Minister Agus Suparmanto assured that food stocks are adequate through August 2020 as rice stocks have reached 3.5 million tons. Now the news in detail. The coronavirus outbreak in various countries has affected to all sectors, including international and domestic traffic of goods through the ports. Pelindo II Managing Director Arief Suartono on Friday said that the decline of goods flow that entered the Tanjung Priok port from foreign countries was by 6.5%, while the flow of goods from Indonesia down to 1.5%. Arief also stated the decline in the inflow of goods from abroad is influenced by a decreased number of shipments of goods from China. The total flow of goods entering through the Tanjung Priok port from abroad in the January up to February period in 2019 reached 741,543, whereas in the period January up to February 2020 was 692,000.
Untuk traffic, sedikit terjadi penurunan untuk internasional.
Last year, the goods in Tanjung Priok for 1 year period could reach 7 million, approximately almost 500,000 each month. It was compared to last year. For international case, it dropped 6.5%, and for domestic, it was about 1%. So there is a little decrease, mostly from China, and Japan is still stable. In spite of the decline in the flow of goods that entered through the port of Tanjung Priok, Suartono is optimistic that the number will go up along with the increasing of the production in China. Trade Minister Agus Suparmanto assured that food stocks are adequate through August 2020 as rice stocks have reached 3.5 million tons and are expected to increase with the additional production of 2.2 million tons. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Suparmanto said that food stocks are adequate until August. He was speaking at a press conference on developing a stimulus to counter the impact of COVID-19 on Friday. Corn stocks, he added, have reached some 580,000 tons and production as of August is expected to reach 13 million tons. The ministry has issued a license to import 34,000 tons of garlic from China. Suparmanto also explained that this will be conducted in stages until the end of the month. The policy to widen the budget deficit to 2.5% of the national gross domestic product or GDP is relevant to the latest developments. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that the government has taken into account all possibilities, including the budget deficit, which may widen to 2.5%. The 0.8% hike in the budget deficit from the initially targeted 1.76% to 2.5% of the GDP is the outcome of the government's effort to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. With the budget deficit projected to reach 2.5% of the GDP, the budget deficit will widen to 432 trillion rupiah that will potentially add to financing. After all, the policy to push the budget and maintain the people's purchasing power has taken into account the latest developments in the handling of coronavirus in China. She also stated that, after all, the policy to push the budget and maintain the people's purchasing power has taken into account the latest developments in the handling of coronavirus in China, the United States, and Europe. The Indonesian government has apportioned 160 trillion rupiah in budget funding to mitigate the impact of coronavirus COVID-19. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto on Friday said that the stimulus package totals 163 trillion. Hartarto explained that the allocations encompassed the widening budget deficit of up to 125 trillion rupiah, or 0.8% of the national gross domestic products. In addition, the total budget comprises 10.3 trillion rupiah for the first round of the stimulus packages and 22.9 trillion rupiah for the second round of the stimulus package. A Bahama flag cruise liner MV Columbus carrying on board 1,044 tourists called at the Tanjung Emas port in the Central Java provincial capital of Semarang on Friday. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the port authorities allowed the cruise liner to dock at the port after its health officers conducted health checkups on its passengers for nearly 4 hours and established that none had contracted the coronavirus COVID-19 infection. MV Columbus had set sail from Australia, carrying tourists from different countries. The cruise liner had earlier called at Bali and Lombok. However, it was refused to dock at Surabaya port in East Java. Mainland China had 11 new confirmed coronavirus cases on Friday, the country's National Health Commission said on Saturday, up from 8 cases a day earlier, but the number of new infections in epicenter Hubei fell for a 9th straight day. The death toll from the outbreak in mainland China had reached 3,189 at the end of Friday, up by 13 from the previous day. All of the latest deaths were in Hubei province and 10 of them were in provincial capital Wuhan. Hubei reported only 4 new cases of infection on Friday, down from 5 a day earlier. All 4 were in Wuhan, meaning there have now been no new infections elsewhere in the province for 9 consecutive days. There were no locally transmitted cases in the rest of the country, with all 7 new cases elsewhere in mainland China imported from overseas. 4 of these new cases were reported in Shanghai, 1 in Beijing and 2 in Gansu. A total of 95 cases have now come in from overseas. The commission stated that a total of 95 cases have now come in from overseas. To date, the total accumulated number of coronavirus cases in mainland China is 80,824. The return of Prince Diponegoro's kris, a dagger with a wave blade, is quite meaningful for Indonesia owing to its high historical value. As quoted by Antara News Agency, head of the National Museum, Siswanto, stated that the return of the kris also mirrored sound diplomatic relations between the Kingdom of the Netherlands and Indonesia. Siswanto pointed out that the Dutch government had returned the historically significant object since it was cognizant of the fact that the property of Indonesian national heroes should be stored in the country. He also stated that the return of the kris by the Dutch government was also all done in good faith to bolster relations with Indonesia. Historian Bondan Kanu Moyoso seconded this view, saying that the Dutch government had returned the kris in good faith. He said that it becomes an early indication that the Dutch government will return other objects belonging to Indonesia that were taken as part of colonialism. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
The first news comes from Garut, West Java. West Java Family Welfare Empowerment Team Leader Atalia Paratia Ridwan Kamil appreciated the idea and creativity of Pasundan Health Center in Taringgul Village, Margawati, Garut District, which succeeded in creating processed foods made from moringa leaves, namely dodol Garut kelor leaf. According to Atalia, moringa could fulfill nutrition need and was effective in suppressing the number of stunting in children. Processed moringa leaf was produced by Pasundan Health Center in collaboration with a number of Dodol Garut entrepreneurs and Chocodot brand owners by making Dodol moringa leaves and chocolate moringa leaves. The sanitarian of Pasundan Health Center, Mesia Dewi Rahayu, said in addition to suppressing the stunting rate, processed moringa leaves also aimed at reducing the maternal mortality rate and infant mortality, which was quite still high in the working area of the Pasundan Health Center. The next news comes from Tidore, North Maluku. The people of the Tidore Islands in North Maluku proposed that Sultan Tidore in the period of 1947-1967, Sultan Zainal Abidin Shah, be one of the national heroes because of his services in fighting for the integrity of the United States of the Republic of Indonesia. The mayor of Tidore, Captain Haji Ali Ibrahim, in a national seminar at Jakarta State University on Thursday said that without the role of Sultan Zainal Abidin Shah, there would be none from Sabang to Merauke. Sultan Zainal Abidin Shah was also the first governor of West Irian to be appointed by President Sukarno. The latest news comes from Goa, South Sulawesi. The government of Goa Regency, South Sulawesi, does not provide a recommendation for permission to implement the Ijtima World 2020 Asian Zone, which is planned to be held in the Bontomaranu district in anticipation of the spread of the corona or COVID-19 virus. Goa Regional Secretary Mukhli said on Thursday that the outbreak of the coronavirus that had entered Indonesia made the Goa Regency government also begin to be prepared and alert. It is planned that the activity will be held in Niranuang Village, Bontomaranu District on Friday to Sunday, which is expected to be attended by representatives from around 48 countries in Asia. Even so, Mukhli said these activities could have been carried out, only he warns that this activity does not involve guests from other countries. Well, that was news from Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on March 14th, 1933, when Persib Bandung was established. In 1923, in Bandung City, West Java, there was a football association called Bandung Inlandsche Voetbal Bond, or BIVB. Then BIVB disappeared and there were two other football associations which embodied Indonesian nationalism, namely the Indonesian Football Association of Bandung and the National Voetbal Bond. On March the 14th, 1933, the two football associations agreed to merge. And finally, an association called the Indonesian Football Association Bandung Persib was established. Anwar Pamuncak was elected as the first chairman. Persib Bandung was established as a struggle tool in the field of sports to complete the hegemony of an organization or club formed by the Netherlands. The next event is on March 14, 1980, when the first Iranian parliamentary election was held. The first parliamentary election after the formation of the Islamic Republic of Iran was held on March 14, 1980. The election was held on the silence of various actions of provocation and propaganda from Western countries that opposed the establishment of the Islamic Republic in Iran. The Iranian parliament, consisting of 290 people and minority sects such as Christians, Catholics, Jews, Zoroastrians, had the right to send at least one representative in the parliament. We end today in history with the event of March 14, 1980, when Muhammad Hatta passed away. Dr. Haji Muhammad Hatta, popularly known as Bung Hatta, was a national hero of Indonesia, statesman, economist, and also the first vice president of Indonesia. He and President Sukarno played an important role to set free the Indonesian people from the Dutch colonialism, and at the same time they proclaimed the Indonesian independence on August 17, 1945. Muhammad Hatta had also ever served as Prime Minister in the Hatta Cabinet 1, Hatta 2, and the Republic of Indonesia States. He stepped down as Vice President in 1956 because of a dispute with President Sukarno. Hatta was also known as the father of Indonesian cooperatives. He passed away in Jakarta on March 14, 1980 because of illness. As a tribute to his services, Jakarta International Airport named Sukarno-Hatta Airport. Bung Hatta was designated as one of the Indonesian national heroes on October 23rd, 1986. And that was today in history.
Terakhir ku tatap mata indahmu di bawah bintang-bintang, terbelah hatiku antara cinta dan rahasia. Ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya. Jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Bukan ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa kau salahkan.
Oh, ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya. Jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa kau salahkan.
Listen to a song entitled Cinta dan Rahasia by Glenn Fredly featuring Yura Yunita. And for the next segment, let's listen to another program, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesian Port Corporation, IPC, and Port of Rotterdam Explore Maritime Logistic Cooperation. PT Pelabuhan Indonesia II or Persero or Indonesian Port Corporation IPC and the operator of the Port of Rotterdam, the Netherlands, are cooperating in the field of maritime logistic and infrastructure development. The MOU on it was signed in Jakarta on Wednesday, March the 11th by IPC President Director Arief Suhartono and Port Rotterdam International Director René van der Plas. In a written statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, Arief Suhartono said the two parties will engage in a port development and management program, port digitalization, and an increase in human resource capacity over the next 3 years. He added, one of the focuses of this cooperation was the development of the Kijing International Port in Mempawah, West Kalimantan. Port of Rotterdam will share knowledge and experience to develop the Kijing terminal as one of the 7 hub ports in Indonesia. According to Arief Suhartono, with this cooperation, there will be a transfer of knowledge and technology that will increase the capacity of human resources. He added, IPC will continue to develop cooperation with the world's major port to expand the network on the global scene. In the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding, a delegation of the Royal Netherlands led by the Dutch Minister for Infrastructure and Water Management, Cora van Nieuwenhuizen, was also present. Before the signing took place, Minister van Nieuwenhuizen had held a bilateral meeting with Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi and signed a Memorandum of Understanding on cooperation between the two countries. On different occasion, PT Pengerukan Indonesia Rukindo, as a subsidiary of IPC, also collaborated with Dutch marine contractor PT Van Oud Indonesia to explore opportunities for cooperation in various dredging and reclamation projects in Indonesia. The Memorandum of Understanding for the cooperation was signed by PT Rukindo's Managing Director Wahyu Hardianto and PT Van Oud Indonesia's Director Mark Alexander van der Hoven. Wahyu Hardianto said both parties agreed to explore opportunities for cooperation in implementing several reclamation projects and dredging several ports in Indonesia. And Wahyu Hardianto is optimistic that with their competence, experience, and equipment and methods, the work on dredging on reclamation projects in Indonesia can be more effective and efficient in terms of cost and work time. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on IPC Port of Rotterdam Explores Maritime Logistic Cooperation. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
We'll be right back.
was a song by Chocolate entitled Karma, and you're still with us in our program. After this, let's listen to information about culture and tourism in our program Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you to Tumbak, which is a hidden paradise in Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder featuring Tumbak Island in North Sulawesi. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you next time.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Kaulah yang pertama jadi cinta, tinggallah kenangan. Berakhir lewat bunga, seluruh cinta
listener for still listening to our program. That was Ahmad Dhani with his song entitled Bunga Terakhir. And after this, let's listen to our information in miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in miscellany. Today, we will inform you about Jakarta is the first city in Asia to host the U12 Mini World Cup. Stay tuned with us at www.vinews.id.
Thank you.
In its 70th year, Aqua Danone Nations Cup, or DNC, presented a special gift for Indonesia. Jakarta is chosen as the venue for the Aqua DNC finals in October. This makes Indonesia the first country in Asia to hold the Aqua DNC finals, a soccer tournament known as the Mini World Cup for the U-12 category. Previously, this tournament had been held in France, South Africa, Spain, Poland, England, Brazil, Morocco, and the United States. This tournament is held in two categories, men and women. This is a form of commitment to support gender equality. The tournament is expected to provide equal opportunities for all Indonesian children. In addition, it is expected to get more participants in the Aqua DNC 2020 event from North Sumatra, Yogyakarta, South Sulawesi, Papua, South Sumatra, East Kalimantan, East Java, Bali, East Nusa Tenggara, Aceh, and West Java. Jakarta is included in the regional qualification round. In its 17-year implementation, this tournament has contributed to create key players in the Indonesian national team. Some of them are Andik Firmansyah, Satyan David Maulana, and Andri Tani Ardiyasa. With this opportunity, it is also hoped that new talents of Indonesian football will be born through this tournament. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today about Jakarta is the first city in Asia to host the U-12 Mini World Cup. See you next time.
Ku selalu mencoba untuk menguatkan hati dari kamu yang belum juga kembali. Ada satu keyakinan yang membuatku bertahan. Penantian ini kan terbayar pasti. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Tetap di sini. Jika bukan kepadamu, aku tidak tahu lagi pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Oh, lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang. aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Lihat aku sayang, sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam, aku takkan pergi.
Was a nice song by Anjin titled Menunggu Kamu, Waiting For You. And after this, let's listen to our music program, Music Corner. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song entitled Rindu Malam. The song was composed by Sukamto and Bustami. Rindu Malam, or in English means night longing, does not mean to miss the night, but the song tells about longing which is felt when the night comes. Longing can come anytime and anywhere. The feeling of missing at the silence of the night often makes someone wake up from her sleep soundly. Listener, here is Tuti Trisedia with a keroncong song entitled Rindu Malam.
Sudah berdua
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Aku dan dirimu sudah jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Dunia asmaraku, dunia asmara. Makin sempurna. Oh, kau membuatku jadi diriku sendiri. Aku tambah yakin kepada kamu. Kamu
all I love is our chemical, and it is more than just physical attraction. If you know we're individuals, but we have this spiritual connection. The passion, and as always, you the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you, and I know you too, and I love you. So the world is falling apart.
Jadi diriku sendiri, aku tambah yakin kepada kamu.
What?
Kamu,
who?
Kamu,
yeah.
Kau adalah yang terindah, yang membuat hatiku tenang. Cintai kamu, takkan pernah takut, sehingga kau terima sekali.
So cute, girl. Hey, don't tell me jealous, but I'm hanging with my fellas. When me and you together, girl, it's like the time is endless. And when the time is right, I'll be happy by my side. Saying this to your dad, sir. Can I maybe your daughter? Sing it for me, girl.
Do you love me like I love you?
Of course I do.
Listener, for still listening to our broadcast, and don't forget to send us your feedback to our email address voi@voinews.id and our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Thank you so much and have a nice day.